Good afternoon. You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Krimry. Thank you for tuning in. A citizens committee charged with reviewing challenged books for the Matanuska-Susitna Borough School District has completed its work. The committee reviewed 35 books over the last year and voted to permanently remove 19. A lawsuit over the removed books is ongoing and is set to go to trial next year. The school board has not taken action on all committee recommendations and has only voted to remove 7 so far. At a June school board meeting, MatSU Superintendent Randy Traney says the district has worked to streamline their book review process and the Citizens Committee is no longer needed.
So if a person, say a parent, has a concern about a book, it's not a process that takes months and months and months, that it's much more streamlined. So we're trying to make an effort so we don't end up in this situation again.
At the committee's final meeting last month, members voted to remove 3 out of the 4 books they reviewed, including Tricks by Ellen Hopkins and Handmaid's Tale, the graphic novel by Margaret Atwood. The Northern Justice Project and American Civil Liberties Union of Alaska sued the district last November, claiming that books should have remained on shelves while the review took place. Although some books have been returned to shelves, Savannah Fletcher with the Northern Justice Project says the 8 plaintiffs are still seeking damages from the district.
First of all, there are still the books that were fully banned. So now that they have been reviewed, they have been banned. And we have not yet determined as a team which of those we agree with. I think there are a couple we've already stated we're not disputing, but not all of them necessarily do we think were properly banned outright.
Another 15 challenged books are no longer in the district's collection, and the committee did not review 2 books that will be left to the district administration to determine if they will be removed. The school board is expecting to vote on the committee's final recommendations at their next meeting on August 7th. The Alaska chapter of the American Civil Liberties Union is stepping up its pressure on the Alaska Department of Corrections over what it says are improper restrictions on inmates' access to private conversations with their attorneys. It's the second time in recent months the group has raised the issue, as Alaska Public Media's Eric Stone reports.
Conversations between attorneys and inmates involve some of the most sensitive details of someone's life. So when you think you're speaking one-on-one with a jailed client, it's troubling to hear another voice on the line, says ACLU of Alaska Prison Project Director Megan Edge.
Through the phone, it's not on speakerphone, these are jail calls. Our attorney asks, can you hear us? And the officer responded and said, yes, ma'am, I can hear you.
That incident during a conversation with an inmate at Spring Creek Correctional Center in Seward was one of 4 that were cited in a letter from the ACLU of Alaska's legal director to Department of Corrections Commissioner Jen Winkleman last month. The group highlighted similar issues at the all-female Highland Mountain Correctional Center in Eagle River in April, and Edge says it's part of a pattern.
It's correctional officers or other DOC staff staying in the room or standing right next to somebody trying to have a privileged phone call.
In another incident described in the June 20th letter, a Highland Mountain inmate told an ACLU attorney she was forced to take legal calls in common areas near other prisoners and correctional officers. Another inmate missed mealtime waiting for an attorney's call while the facility's phones were down, according to the ACLU. And the group says prison staff at Wildwood Correctional Center, quote, harassed an attorney over her appearance despite her wearing what they described as standard business attire. And it's not just ACLU attorneys speaking out.
Basically, it would be cheaper for me to fly round trip to Tokyo than to go visit my client.
That's Anchorage defense attorney Adam Franklin. He says Department of Corrections staff is typically helpful and professional when setting up client visits, but he says when an Anchorage defendant is shipped off to Point McKenzie to await trial, the 3-hour round trip makes representation expensive and difficult. At Franklin's rate of $350 an hour, the drive-by itself would cost more than $1,000.
It's extortionate to charge that kind of money, in my opinion. To charge that kind of money for a client visit. And that charge is solely created by the issue of having the client at Goose Creek versus Anchorage Correctional Cook Inlet pretrial, which is, again, 5 minutes down the street.
The Department of Corrections says the movement of prisoners is a, quote, function of population management, end quote. Franklin says he's also had trouble delivering legal documents to his clients.
And I said, hey, I want to give this, you know, these 11 pages to my client. And it's just pieces of paper. You know, they're welcome to do whatever they want with it. It's a public record anyway. They could read it, make a photocopy. I really don't care. And the answer is just a flat no.
A Department of Corrections spokesperson says attorneys are, in fact, allowed to deliver legal paperwork, including at Goose Creek, though it's subject to a cursory search for contraband. And the Department of Corrections says contraband is a constant concern. More than 50 people, including some Alaska inmates, have been charged with participating in an international drug trafficking ring that allegedly smuggled drugs into small communities all over the state. The spokesperson says it's, quote, not uncommon, end quote, for people other than prisoners' attorneys to try and introduce contraband to jails through what purports to be legal mail. And while it's rare, it's not unprecedented for lawyers themselves to be involved. One Alaska defense attorney was charged in 2017 with bringing drugs into the Anchorage Correctional Complex during legal visits. Even so, the ACLU's Megan Edge stresses the importance of ensuring prisoners have access to secure and private conversations with their attorneys. She says many inmates are awaiting trial and presumed innocent. Others are struggling with substance abuse.
You know, people are like, why do I care? And it's like, because it could be you or someone that you know, and don't wait till someone you know and love or yourself, you end up in that situation to start caring about those things. Let's proactively fix this.
The Department of Corrections says it has agreed to meet with the ACLU to discuss the issues. Edge says she's hoping to sit down with state officials next month. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Eric Stone.
And it's time for this week's Tongass Voices, perspectives from the homelands of the Occoquan and beyond. The members of Lovely Colors may live in Seattle, but three of the four members grew up playing music together in Juneau. That's including their substitute drummer, who first remembers performing with the band at his 16th birthday party. They came to town this weekend to celebrate the release of their first album, Dancing with a Ghost, with a sold-out show at the Crystal Saloon. And they say playing in Juneau always feels like coming home, even for their bandmate who didn't grow up here.
In the two times the band has been here, Patrick has been to Pelmini like 17 times. So
oh, yeah.
He's pretty much from Juneau at this point.
I'm Cole Paramore.
I'm Devin Domitio.
James Rosales.
Patrick May. Cool.
And who are you together?
Lovely Colors! Yeah, we are here in Juneau celebrating our new album called Dancing with the Ghosts. We just released it, and we're here to celebrate it in our hometown. Well, the three of us, hometown, and ready to rock.
I think it's more fun. Like, the crowd is more stoked to see us, and it's just, there's so much energy in the room last time we were here.
Facts. In Seattle, sometimes people can be kind of jaded. There's so much music happening all the time, and I don't know, sometimes, you know, you throw a rock and you hit a musician just on the street.
Yeah, our show last year in Juneau was like, it was probably the best show of the year for us. It was just a bunch of energy, super fun, and also just like crazy to be back and see friends and family and feel the love from all them too.
It's kind of nerve-wracking because we have, you know, at least me, like I moved from Juneau to Seattle like 10 years ago. So coming back here was like, will we know anyone that's going to be stoked to come to the show? And so the fact that we sold out Crystal Saloon last year and was crazy. It was a very nice surprise. So.
What's going on, Juneau?
What's up?
It's like we have a high-energy rock side and we have kind of a softer alternative side, and trying to blend that. We're still kind of trying to blend those two together into one sound, I think. And you hear both those on this album. But if you go further back in our discography, you hear maybe four sounds while we're still figuring it out.
This album feels more realized than before. And you can kind of hear elements of all the past songs in the album, but it just feels a little bit more refined. Like, yeah, we're still kind of chipping away at it. I think it's going to be a never-ending thing.
For example, Bumfuzzle, I think, is one that you really hear those two sides kind of starting to blend together.
You wake up to the sunset fading, making mama so proud.
We'll be playing it front to back at our show at Crystal Saloon as well. So that's another kind of special thing about this show is, you know, we normally wouldn't do that, but, you know, like Devin was saying, we worked on this for like 2+ years, and so we want to celebrate it, and, you know, we just want to play it live front to back.
Yeah, this album is like definitely like the best representation of us and where we're at now. So I'm excited that it's out, and I'm excited to be playing it in Juneau.
That was the band Lovely Colors for this week's Tongass Voices. You can find Dancing with a Ghost on Spotify and Apple Music. This is KTOO.